Welcome to the Gun Through America podcast, where we sit down with amazing people who are doing life in our community and who are from here. Why? Because we believe every story should be told. Ladies and gentlemen, today I sit down with Jackson Chastain. Mm-hmm. And before we get into this conversation with Jackson, I would love for you to go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, check us out on Instagram. Go to the website, heady.media, put that in your RSS feed. No, that's not how you say it. But anyway, bookmark it so you know where to find us at. But I'm excited to sit down with Jackson. Now, I am an honest man, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a very honest man. Let me just tell you, this is my second recording with Jackson. And Jackson, can I tell him why you're the most disappointed? Why don't you tell him? Why are you the most disappointed about this second recording?
Because of my hair. I got a haircut tomorrow, and the sides are just crazy right now, but it's okay.
But ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're not, go check out YouTube. The guy is sexy as all outdoors. He's just a young man, sexy. He's not worried about his hair. He's one of those guys who have messy hair and he just looks great. Okay. GQ magazine would love to have him. You know, he gets the perfect smile, all the goodness. So,
thank you. Yeah.
How you doing today, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, man. I appreciate you coming back and doing round two of this. Definitely. And we should have been recording all of our conversations since you walked in, because Jackson is, y'all, let me tell you, Jackson's a very interesting young man, puts in hard work, works for himself, loves cars, and so it's just cool just to be talking to him. And then also this coming weekend, what's happening this weekend? Tell him the big thing.
Oh, I got prom this weekend, so it's like my second prom. But
okay, that's what
I'm going to get three because I skipped a grade. Uh-huh. So we got one early because of me. And then I'm going to get one late because of my girlfriend. So.
Oh,
unless
I see what you're saying.
Something happens, but we should be good. I mean,
y'all been together for how long?
Almost 19 months. So a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, did your parents let you start dating when?
I think it was just my own discernment. Like they didn't, my mom trusts me and we're very like, we communicate everything. So it wasn't like a big deal to her.
Yeah, she knew that you were going to make good decisions and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, I've always been older than I really am, I feel like, in my mind. Like, I see myself as, like, a 25-year-old dude, like, every day. It's ridiculous. But then at the same time, I'm also, like, 7, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. I get it. Yeah, no, yeah, you do not have to explain it. My son is similar to that. Mm-hmm. Both of my sons are pretty mature young men.
I think it's
just maturity.
But at the
same time, they're still...
Yeah.
They still have very young man kind of ways.
See, I think it also doesn't help that I just don't care how people perceive me. So then that's a good thing to have, but like then it's just like I'm just act like an idiot all the time. And
You're also a believer.
Yes, of course.
And I think that also helps with helping make good decisions or kind of move you forward a little bit. Head of the game than other young men whenever 100%. You are a believer. And I know that you attend church and do student night. And I know the pastors over there are really good people.
I typically go to technically three different church things a week.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I
just
go
getting
to
it all
three
in.
Different ones. So
now what is the, so Sunday?
Sunday morning,
Wednesday?
I go to Lakeview.
Uh huh.
Sunday night, I go to RSM. It's a Redemption Student Ministries.
Where's that at?
That's actually being held at UCO while they're building their building right now.
Oh, cool.
So, and then Wednesday night is also Lakeview. So,
okay.
Yeah. Which I'm typically the Uber of like four different people on
You
Wednesday
told
nights.
Me that.
Yeah.
You told me that.
No, I think I did a total of like an hour and 15 minutes of driving to people's houses and back home after church and Brahms.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you go to Brahms.
On Wednesday.
Hang out, and then you got to take everybody home.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, do these young men have, and I'm assuming that's just young men that you're picking up, or?
It's guys
whoever.
And girls.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's majority girls, because it's mainly my friend Maddie, and like she'll bring friends, and then I have to go pick them up.
Got you. Now, do you ever have to worry about curfews, or do y'all? Well, Brahms closes at 10, right? Or 10:45.
Well, typically, we get out of church at 7:30. So then after that, we'll kind of go to Brahms, and it's usually not an hour of driving. It just lately has been because I've been taking one of my friends home, and she's like 35 minutes south.
Gotcha.
So that kind of adds time.
See, I'm gonna have to talk to our student coordinator. 7:30 sounds like a good time to be done. They get done like at 8:30, 9. Like they're just hanging out.
We'll get out early sometimes too, like 7:20, 7:15.
What time do y'all start?
6:30.
Oh, wow.
We go in worship and then we go to that. So it's a very short amount of time, but I'm actually appreciative of it because we just spend a lot of time
in the
talking and being with each other afterwards at Brahms.
Gotcha.
So we got like a group of like 10 to 15. Gotcha. We just talk and stuff. It's fun.
That's cool. That's really legit. Jackson, for those people who are listening and don't know you, I always like to ask the question this way. How would your family or friends describe Jackson? Evidently, we know that mature is probably one of them. They would consider you a more mature of a young man. What else would they say about you?
I would say I'm very outgoing in some ways. Like I said earlier, I don't really care how people perceive me, so I'm very out there. Mm-hmm. I'm very welcoming. I've never letting stupid drama get to me. And, you know, I think drama is just so pointless, and it ruins friendships, and that's the problem. So I have friends that are no longer friends with other friends, but I'm still friends with both of them because I just don't deal with drama. Yeah. But it's – I guess that's probably the best way to describe me. I'd say another one, which my mom would say this, is passionate because I very much paid – you know, I've been putting myself into this job for, and into entrepreneurship in general for a long time.
Yeah.
But especially detailing for the past 2 years, and it's just been a ride. So
that's cool. What do you love most about detailing?
I like the before and after shots. Like, I like, you know, when you're in the middle of it, you kind of see what you're doing, but part of it is autopilot at this point.
Uh-huh.
So it's really just like afterwards seeing like, holy crap, it looked like that. That's crazy, you know.
that's what I was cleaning up. How did you end up getting into entrepreneurship? Like, was it just natural? Was detailing your first gig?
No. So I initially, actually, from ages 10 to 14, I picked up dog poop. That was my thing. I was like the dog poop kid in the neighborhood. But I did that for 4 years, and I had saved up like $7,500 doing that. Wow. I saved like every last drop, like every last penny. I think I bought a hoverboard. That was like the only thing I ever spent money on. But my mom's always instilled entrepreneurship in me.
Is the hoverboard the thing that go like this?
It's like the thing that you stand on. Yes. Yeah. And you like, yeah.
Yeah.
but my mom's always instilled entrepreneurship in me. She's always, you know, like, hey, if you can work for yourself, don't work for somebody else. Because, I mean, I'm looking at like, I'm constantly more stressed because I work for myself.
Yeah.
But it's laying down the foundation for like many more years to come. And that's the important thing.
Yeah.
And I'm also learned a lot from the top, not the bottom, like of like the scale, you know, when you're looking at like a big, if you look at a business in itself, typically people, you know, you start at, if you take a starter job, you're here. It's kind of hard to like, you know, see the grand, what's the word? Why can't I think? The broad spectrum of things, I guess you could
say.
Yeah.
You see big picture.
I see the bigger picture altogether.
Uh-huh.
Being, you know, able to like manage everything. And it is stressful, but we're getting, I'm getting a schedule down finally. And that's good. Like kind of like knowing how long jobs will take.
Yeah.
For the most part and stuff. Yeah. So.
Because the last time we talked about it, we talked a little bit about pricing.
Yeah.
You kind of said that the first time, which I think everybody often does, you undervalue your services.
Yeah.
And then when you start looking at time, you're like, man, I didn't make any money.
Yeah.
When you start talking about time, supplies, and things of that nature.
Yeah. Well, I actually just recently rose my prices again, like a few, like last week, I think. Not by much, but I just was like, okay, this needs to be a little bit more. Because there are sometimes you get jobs that are just like, oh my gosh. And so something I was doing $100 for back 2 years ago, trying to do the math in my head, what that would be. It'd be a range. Why can't I do the math in my head? It'd be 275 to 400.
Oh, wow.
So
you went
instead
from
100.
100 to now it could end up being from 275 to 400.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is pretty crazy. And that's a full interior, basic exterior. Everything done on the inside and a wash on the outside.
How do you determine what your prices should be? Like, what's since the time you start 100, right?
Yeah.
Now you're saying, hey, it's from 275, and you have a range, 275 to 400. It's not just 275.
That's a big range for what's getting done.
Yeah. So how did you come up with that? Like, what was the process in that? Did you have mentors? I know that you're part of a business group.
Yeah.
Mentors speaking to that. How did you come up with the new prices? Well, and
I think, honestly, talking to a detailer, I've had a lot of guidance through this guy in Michigan. I don't remember how he found me, but he found me somewhere, and he's just taught me so many little random things here and there. Like, hey, what polish should I use? Hey, I love this one. You should totally try this one. Like, just genuinely a great guy. We just talk here and there, and I ask him questions, and he helps me. It's really great. But I'm also part of the detailing group, and I kind of also just looked around at other prices around me. Mm-hmm. And I'm still under, you know, market price, but detailing is not cheap in itself.
It is
just
not.
Because it is a lot of work. It's very simple work, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah. It is not cheap, and that's the reason. Some of the reason I don't never get.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll just go and vacuum my car out and all that stuff. But I always tell myself, because there's just nicks and crannies in different places that I can't get to.
You have to have
I don't have
tools
the tools.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be able to get it done. So it's just like today you sent me the picture of a van, and it just had some of the same stuff that I've seen in my car that I can't get to or whatever. Yeah. And I'm sure it's a certain kind of tool. Even talking about the tools, are you still learning the tools or whatever? That
I would say I got it down. I mean, even recently I bought on all the interior, I got everything I need. I think there's just certain tools that I've learned here and like over time. Like, okay, if I need to get pet hair out, this is great. If it's a certain kind of vehicle, you can't use that one, so you got to use this one. So I have like different options depending on what it is. But then on the outside, I'm still learning some things because like recently I bought a second polisher. We were talking about earlier. I did a Porsche 911 last week. And just to kind of speed up the process so I wasn't sitting there while my friend was working on the car, I bought a second polisher so we could both do it at the same time.
Okay.
And save time there. So there's still different things like learning about different polishing pads and even just having an arsenal of different polishes depending on the color of the paint and what kind of paint. It's very confusing.
Yeah.
And it's a lot to learn. But I'd say for the most part, I got everything down. On the inside, I'm good. I've done so many interior jobs. It's crazy.
Now, you said you primarily do interior, right?
And
not as many exterior. Is that just because people are more – why is that?
Well, because people spend time on the inside. Okay. I think people that you would consider like car guys, those are the kinds of people that really like the outside done. And I'll get people that like they care about, you know, the longevity of like their paint span and the stuff. And they get polished jobs every – 6 months to a year, just to like make sure everything's looks nice and stays nice. Because if not, you'll have to do a repaint job. If you actually care about the paint on the outside, like if you just drive around with, you know, the paint doesn't look good, then that's you do you, whatever. But me personally, I really like my paint and I want it to look good. So if it doesn't look good, I'm going to repaint it. And that's like a $3,000 to $4,000 job.
Yeah.
I don't feel like paying out of pocket for. So I'd rather just get a coating or a polish job.
Yeah, yeah. Still talking about business, like are you the kind of guy that you make money and then you go buy fancy stuff, or do you take the money and reinvest it in your company?
I'd say especially for the past 2 years, like lately it's been a little more like, you know, okay, I can calm down a little bit. But I would say everything's invested back into the company. Mm-hmm. Not everything, but majority. And so I think just being able to buy new things, you know, and have, I want to get to a point where I'm not even in the field, you know, right now I am, but I want to get to a point where I have a van, you know, I can have a crew go out and get it done. So to do that, I need to have multiple sets of things, multiple shop vacs, multiple pressure washers, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, at some point that's the goal. But everything does get reinvested, essentially. I don't typically spend much money on myself. Only thing I've ever really put a bunch of money into is my car because I like it.
Yeah.
And so I have 2 12-inch subs in my trunk. I know we talked about last time. I put an aftermarket radio in there. That's what I care about. You know, I want my car. Well, I'm also like an Uber for everyone, like I said. So I got to have a nice car, right?
Yeah.
Which the car itself is not very nice, but the sound system is good.
The sound system is good.
That's all
good.
That matters.
Yeah. No, okay, wait. So the sound system, exterior, interior.
Yeah.
I guess let's just throw wheels in there. Just even though wheels is part of the exterior.
Yeah.
Which one's like, okay, if I can have the best of any of these four, which one are you going with?
Sound. I'm a bass guy. It's like if I'm listening to a song and it's just like you can't like feel it in your chest, then are you really listening to the music right, you know?
Yeah.
I like being able to like feel every aspect of the music. But I do also care a lot about the exterior and the interior.
Yeah.
I was also looking at some wheels recently. I'm not going to buy them because they're excessively expensive. But I was looking at some rims, and they were sexy. But I would not put a grand into wheels. Not right now, anyways.
Yeah.
Especially considering the fact that's like not that's like a little under what my car was.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's an exaggeration. But I look at it in that span. Like, okay, that's a sixth of my car. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna spend that on the rims. That's crazy.
Yeah. No. Because you know sometimes you can't have all of it.
No.
So you just kind of like, okay, which one do I really want to be able to invest in the most, based on whatever my budget is for
exactly.
that. So sound is your thing. Like you still like the boom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I heard somebody coming down Division.
Yeah,
it's you. What are we booming? What are we jamming out to?
It really just depends. I think, and it depends on the mood. Probably some form of R&B. Sometimes I'll be blasting Christian rap. It really just depends. Like I said, like sometimes it's like the most depressing song ever. I think music is such an important thing in everything because it can easily persuade your emotions.
True.
So like and music is good in working too because I just sit there with AirPods in.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right music on, you will fly through that job and you'll be like, oh, we're done. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, because you were so focused on the music.
Yeah.
Even today, before I was working on a job before this and I had the AirPods in, it flew by. I was like, oh, we're done. How did I get that out? I don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was bad. But
yeah. But music could do that.
Yes,
they kind of move you along through something mm-hmm. and make give you that feeling of like you're not there. Kinda.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know, like you're in a zone. It puts you in a zone to where you can get some stuff done mm-hmm. and knock it out. That's good. So your friend. So I know you're old soul.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But to hear how old are you?
17.
17-year-old young man talk about R&B.
Okay.
Like,
R&B
like
and rap, most, I'd say R&B and rap are my two biggest. Yeah.
But still R&B, like most young people are not even like I don't know if I said that to my kids, I'd be like R&B. Like you know
my dad.
Rhythm and blues, your dad is the reason. Yeah.
Yeah. He listens to a lot of R&B. And I think that it's just kind of passed on to me. So
Got you. No, that's sweet. Like you just don't I mean, even now R&B in general, like I don't who would be some new R&B groups? Like
I don't really listen to new.
Yeah. I don't know if there is a such
thing. And I have so many music, like so many songs that like I couldn't, like if you asked me to name a song, I'd be like, I don't know.
You know, you just run it
through. I just run it through. Like my range of music goes from like country to rap. Like everything. I just don't listen to classical. That's the only thing. Like, I can't sit there listening to Beethoven. Like that's not how I roll.
Do you have a favorite R&B group though? Or artists.
Sure. Probably not. I don't think so. So that's what I'm saying. I probably couldn't even put a name down. Like, I don't think so. Okay. Probably not.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Tell me about being a young man growing up in Guthrie, America. Like, and now you live South Guthrie, right?
So, yeah. I live near Lazy E.
So Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite in town. You've always lived out there, grew up out there. So mm-hmm. for you, Guthrie's probably a little bit different, like not much in town kind of stuff. Or
yeah.
Tell me, like, what has it been like for you growing up here?
Well, I originally lived in Edmond for a while.
Okay.
That's where I, like, kind of grew up. But my dad was in the military, so we moved around a lot.
Okay.
Edmond, Lawton, Edmond. Oh, man, where else we go? I don't know. We went to a lot of places, but we went back to Edmond a lot, and then we ended in Guthrie. So I think we moved here about, like, man, it had to have been like 4 years ago, something okay. like that. But it's been great being here. I love the, like, what's the word? I'm trying to think. The old fashioned feeling to, like, downtown Guthrie.
Oh yeah,
that's one of my favorites. Is honestly
the historicness of
it. Yeah, exactly. Yes. I like walking around, and sometimes just walking around with friends, and Guthrie's fun. But my only thing that I wish is that I was closer to I-35 because it is everything's like 40 minutes for me. It's crazy.
Because you got to get to I-35,
and then from there it's however far.
Yeah, because even coming into town. Mm-hmm. Living out there is a little bit of a drive, I would imagine.
I think it's only like 15 minutes.
20, okay.
But
yeah. Yeah, and so I know you enjoy Brahms.
Yeah.
It sounds like. Brahms is great. So I'm assuming you go to the Guthrie one.
Yep.
Okay.
The one on Noble.
Yeah. You go into Brahms and hang out and things like that.
Yep.
Now here's another, like, growing up or the last 4 years, you've been homeschooled.
Yeah.
So you don't interact with the school side of things. What's it like for people who are not homeschooled?
Yeah.
Have you always been homeschooled? Did you go to public
school? So my mom was a teacher. Okay. And so she was like, oh, wow, the school system is just horrible.
Uh-huh.
So I've been homeschooled since fourth grade.
Okay.
And I'm a senior now. So 8 years, I think.
Okay.
But it's really fun. I really... It's only for certain people because I have had a lot of friends that like tried homeschool and they're like, I couldn't do it. But for me, I focus best when I'm not around a bunch of people. I'm able to just like dial in and just crank out the work.
Yeah.
I did a lot of extra like schoolwork the past few years. And so now I only have two classes this semester. So it's like easy. Like I probably put like 2 hours a week into my school and I'm fine.
Okay.
It's really simple. But the, I was trying to remember what your main question was, just for people not being.
Yeah, what is it like for you, like for people who've never been homeschooled?
Yeah.
How would you explain it, like the experience?
It's free time. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to explain it. You have so much free time. And for me, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Because I can sit there and work my butt off all day and then come home and do some schoolwork.
Yes.
And it's also, it's very flexible. Like I can, if I can't do school for a week straight, I can catch up next week. I'm not worried about it. Now it's going to be pain in the butt unless it's this semester because I have two classes. So it's a breeze. But I think a lot of people will put homeschoolers as like these like socially awkward people.
Yeah.
But I think I kind of proved that to be not the case. I think it's just still being social and doing things. I also went to some co-ops when I was younger, and that was fun and important too. That's just like co-op, for anyone who doesn't know, is like a get together of homeschoolers, and typically you'll take classes as well. So it's like school, but it's just like 2 hours a week, mm-hmm. and then you do certain. There's some weird classes. Like I think I did like robotics or something. Like it's a cool thing.
In the co-ops and things like that, because back in the day when I was in school,
yeah.
And when I interacted with students who were homeschool, there was a little bit of awkwardness there just because they weren't, socially inclined or whatever, And so, but now with co-ops and things of that nature, like now when I interact with students who are homeschooled, it's completely different vibe.
Definitely.
But what I do love, what you call the free time, like the flexibility of
it,
to be able to do school, to work and go to school.
Definitely.
And kind of can... Maybe I can work a morning shift and then come home in the afternoon.
Exactly.
And be able to, And so both my kids are Blue Jay Academy, which isn't technically homeschool, but some of the same type of flexibility and offerings there because they do their school at home online.
That's what my siblings, they do. It's Lakeview Academy, which is my church. They have a school, but it's hybrid. So it's like 2 days a week they go there. And the other days they do school at home.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a mix.
Yeah, yeah.
I think another reason is just, there's a lot more homeschoolers now. It's a lot easier to get connected with other homeschoolers. I mean, I literally will like go hang out with my friend and then I'm like meeting people that I've met in like 80 different ways. Like there's so many random connections in everywhere. It's ridiculous.
In homeschool, so there's homeschooling now online. People are doing school online, which is to me essentially the same to a certain degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just have more of that too. Like if you think about Epic as the largest school district.
Yeah.
you know, which is an online school. I believe it's the largest in Oklahoma.
I believe so.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you're talking thousands and thousands of kids who have the same flexibility as somebody who's now homeschooled,
it's
right?
Crazy.
So you get to meet these kids and see them and all that stuff.
Yeah.
What, whenever you are with your friends who are in school versus, like, what is the thing that you feel like they probably kind of envy or kind of like, man, I wish I could do that, but I'm in school?
I think there's only a few friends that really have that, like, drive to, like, want to be doing stuff throughout their day. The other ones are just like, I prefer school because I like being around people.
Gotcha.
With me, like, I love being around people, but not for 8 hours. I don't want to waste. That's such a waste of time. You know, like, as someone who's been homeschooled for 8 years, it's like, it feels like such a waste of time to, like, go and sit for 8 hours a day. It's like, holy crap, that's so much time. That's three jobs, you know, like, that's how I look at it. It's like,
you're like, that's money I could be making,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. It's just, it's crazy.
That is hilarious. But, no, but that's true though, right?
Yeah.
It's like, man, why would I do that when I can be somewhere generating income and have gotten my schoolwork done in 3 or 4 hours?
Even if I wasn't working for myself, I could still be working somewhere, you know, taking a shift. Yeah. Like, it's, there's and preparing myself for my future, especially because I'm like wanting to move out in the next year.
What? Why?
Because it's just very out there, you know. Because like it's just a very secluded area where I am.
Oh, gotcha.
So I need to move closer. Like I said, closer to I-35. I think is definitely a good idea. But I'm actually planning on building a what's it called? Barn Dominium with my best friend. We're going to build a barn dominium.
Okay.
Essentially try to get to a point where we have a part that we live in, a part that's our warehouse, and then a part that's a warehouse that we rent out to a company.
Okay.
And for the price that we're building it out and everything, essentially the price of the rent of the warehouse will pay for the mortgage, which we don't have to worry too much about mortgage because of that. So then we're just pretty much living there at the price of bills, which we both are entrepreneurs and won't be home very much anyways.
Yeah.
So should essentially be cheap living until that gets paid off.
Yeah. So for a student like yourself who's entrepreneur, getting ready to graduate from, like, what are you thinking about where, and it sounds like you have a pretty good grip on your job, the work that you do.
Yeah.
So, like, getting ready to graduate out of high school, you don't go to college, or do you take part-time class or whatever? Like, what do you think about it since you already have your business and kind of doing something?
I don't think I'm going to go to college just for the – I don't want to sound like I'm ridiculously smart, but I don't think I need it. It's not like a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
But I also just don't feel like I should get into the student loan debt for no reason. I'm planning on taking some college courses. I'm going to take them. You can take them online now, which works for me because I can not have to deal with people. And especially,
and you're used to it. You're
honestly,
already
being
already
a Christian
in
schools is so difficult.
Yeah.
I think that in itself would also be, you know, very difficult with some professors and even just students. So being able to stay away from that is good. But yeah, if you can take online courses for pretty cheap, and it's the exact same thing you'd be learning in there, you're just doing it by yourself.
Yeah.
And you're not getting a, what's it called, degree for it.
Uh-huh.
So that doesn't bother me because I am hoping to be an entrepreneur the rest of my life. So I shouldn't have to worry about, you know, having to pick up a second job. If I do, not every job requires a degree, you know.
Yeah.
So I can figure something out. I actually got offered a job a few months ago. I was talking to somebody at a Starbucks who owns a roofing company.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I would just like, I know you think like me, so you would probably say no to this on the spot, but if you ever need a second job, I would love to hire you as a sales guy. I was like, what? And it's not bad money at all.
Yeah.
I would consider that heavily if everything fell apart, but it's just weird. Like, having options, you know, like you didn't think about having options up until this point.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. So let's get back to just kind of growing up in Guthrie, America, hanging out at Brahms, hanging out, going to church, doing those things.
Yeah.
What else is it that you just enjoy about being in this small community? smaller community. It's kind of growing. It's not that small.
Yeah,
it's not Langston or Crescent. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, honestly, and this is ridiculous, I also really like their Facebook page, The Real Talk Around Guthrie. I will sit there scrolling and just die laughing sometimes because the ridiculousness as it gets posted in there. I mean, yeah. There's people being positive and like fun, and there's people that are just out for blood for no reason. And it's just, I find it hilarious. Or all the arguments about Stacey's Place. Have you seen those?
No.
There's people that like will be like completely hating on Stacey's Place. I love Stacey's Place. It's a great, great restaurant.
Is it still open?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think they're refinishing in Guthrie. I'm actually not sure. I may need to get that checked. I'm not sure. Uh-huh. But they also have one off Waterloo. So, but Stacey's Place, I love their food. I think it's great. But, man, for a while, like I think it was especially last year, there were just people just completely arguing in, like, comments of Stacey's Place posts. It was, like, 70-plus comments in, like, an hour of, like, people just, like, going back and forth on, like, what they liked and not. It was just like, nobody cares. Calm down. Like, it's all opinions. And it's just, it was excessive. But I love listening to that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no. I have an aunt who lives in Tennessee. She's from Guthrie. Mm-hmm. But she lives in Tennessee right now.
Yeah.
And, like, she'll text me periodically, like, did you see what they said in Real Talk Around Guthrie? I'm like,
that's ridiculous. I'm like,
no. Yeah. Or she'll call me and. She'll bring something up that I had no clue about because she's in Real Talk Around Guthrie.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I live here and I'm pretty active. And she's like, you didn't know about this? I'm like, no, I didn't know about this. I love some of the best stuff on social media are comments.
Agreed.
Like, I would just go scroll through. Like, if I need some good entertainment and just want to laugh, I'll just go through some comments.
Comments are good.
People would just say anything. You like,
that's very true.
What in the world? Where did this come? You know,
it like doesn't even like apply. Yeah. Like it's just random. Yeah, it's great.
So I one of the things that I used to do whenever we would do our events in downtown Guthrie, was we would sit people in the middle of the street and take a picture, like just the downtown. So we get back and down.
That's awesome.
And it's a really cool picture.
Yeah,
but people were out of this last one I posted. People started commenting on. The picture.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm like, oh my. People are so wild, man. Yeah. They are so wild. So yeah, but it's funny that you even do Facebook, but I guess since you're a business person, you probably.
Mainly why I'm on it.
Uh huh. Because most younger people, like my kids, they'd be like, Facebook, please.
Yeah. It's just like Instagram.
So this is the picture right here.
That's awesome.
Which is incredibly, I think it's a super cool
that's
photo.
That's a pretty cool picture.
But let me see. Let me see if I can find this person. But for those of you who are listening on audio, for those of you watching on video, we're watching. Where is he at? Let me see. Get out of the street. Like,
people are just trying to drive.
Yeah, they're like, there's nobody coming, right?
It's,
we won't just stay there. And looks like a Target to me. I'm who is this?
And like, this doesn't make sense.
Makes no sense. He's certainly not a country boy. They're too smart to sit in the middle of the street dressed like that.
Like, that's ridiculous.
People
yeah.
are so wild. But that's what I know what you're saying though.
Yeah,
it's really good to be able to have things like Talk Around the Guthrie.
It's pretty funny. Their rodeos are great too. The Lazy E Arena rodeos. Have you been to one of those?
Yeah, no, those I've never been to. Well, I guess I've been to a couple of rodeos in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I had a young man, Jake Zerdin. Mm-hmm. He was 14 and had never rode a bull before, and Little Britches came through, and he ended up winning.
Holy crap.
Like the national, or got third. No, I think he won first place.
That's insane.
Yeah, like never rode a bull, any of this stuff.
That's actually insane.
And so, then he became like a rodeo clown and all that stuff. Now he's a firefighter, but this is a few years ago. But I'm like, man, so I've been to the rodeo and stuff like that.
Yeah, the rodeos, really cool. Motocross events, they're all great.
All of that.
Yeah. I actually helped at they did like a dog show. I helped like carry people's stuff in. It was exhausting, I'm not gonna lie. But just being in that like area, there's just so many like kind people that you meet, yeah, and just like everywhere. It's great. Yeah.
Like there couldn't be mean people at a dog show.
No, they're all, you just can't. Yeah. Except the dogs. They'll just sit there and judge you. Just like, quit looking at me like that.
You just cannot have a dog show with mean people. It just wouldn't feel right.
Yeah.
Okay, kind of going back to entrepreneur, because I think a yes. lot of young people, you probably inspire a lot of people with things like that. What's the hardest thing for you being a young entrepreneur?
I think juggling my time is the hardest thing, because I spend a lot of time. I'll spend weeks, like last week, for example, I spent a lot of time just working and not much time like with friends and you know. It was a good week. I enjoyed it. But I just like felt so disconnected from everyone when I saw them at church on Wednesday, or even my girlfriend, for example. Like we hung out like twice that week instead of the usual four or whatever, yeah, you know, yeah. We hang out a lot. So it's like, it's just weird. Like, I think being able to juggle everything and fit things correctly needs to happen. I also have like conflicts of like piano lessons that my mom makes me go to every Thursday and other like little things. I'm actually Ubering my siblings around after this. Like,
yeah.
It's juggling. That's the best way to explain it. Time.
Yeah.
That's what I think I deal with. That's the hardest is fitting everything around. Or a good example of what I mean is my girlfriend's a really old fashioned girlfriend, right?
Okay.
She's the kind of person that likes, you know, which is good because this is how I am, this is how I was raised. You know, she's not opening the car door for herself. She's not opening doors for herself.
Okay.
I'd say that those are really the two most important things, I guess. I always make sure I walk on the closest side of the road when we're on a walk, you know, like stuff like that. Uh-huh. Like it's important to her. She also likes being asked to prom in like little cute ways, you know, like the little like promposal signs or whatever.
Yes.
Even though we're together, we're going to prom together.
Yes.
She still likes being asked to prom.
Gotcha.
So my whole point, this sounds so out of context, but I promise there's context. Yep. And it's last week I spent the whole week working and not working on that. And we got prom this Saturday. And I worked on that promposal thing probably a total of 6 to 7 hours.
Oh.
Last weekend. So like Friday and Saturday. And then I gave it to her Saturday. Gotcha. So you understand, like,
yeah,
kind of like,
yeah,
I just
yeah.
didn't just fit time yeah, for it. Uh-huh. And I should have done it sooner in the week, and I didn't. And that was the problem. And so I think juggling everything. Yeah. That's the best way to explain it.
No, for sure. No. And I feel you on that. Just time management.
Yes.
Trying to figure out what's priority, what's not priority. Like all those things are things that I feel like people who are entrepreneurs are, just general things for sure for all people in life that can be challenging. But for people who are working for themselves,
especially.
It seems to be one of the biggest things. So, what's some of the ways that you've learned to give back to the community? Like, you're an entrepreneur, business person.
Yeah.
Like, do you think about those kind of things as far as?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely, I've been more focused on, like, just getting the business going at this point.
Yeah.
But this summer is something I've really been stressing. I want to do some sort of fundraiser for a nonprofit.
Gotcha.
Not sure what it's going to be yet. I actually made a post on my Facebook about it, like, I think like end of last year, and was like, hey, if I was to do this, what would you guys like to see sponsored? And I had a few different responses, so I'll probably go with one of those. But just being able to do maybe like, you know, cheaper washes, like, hey, $50 for inside and out, whatever, and then just set up somewhere, have a bunch of guys, and we just get it all done, 100% goes towards that, you know? So it's cheap enough for people to be able to like pay for it, but then also not like, we're going to, you know, do all this work and then it's like $10 to them, you know?
Yeah.
So I think just being able to give back in general, I think I even had somebody, shows the community and Guthrie's great. I had, when I made that post, somebody reached out and was like, hey, if you need a place to do that fundraiser, like to like set up and stuff, I have a whole place that you can go. And it was, I think, I don't remember what business it was, but it's a business in Guthrie. And they had said you can use our parking lot and
that's cool.
Our water and everything. So
that's really legit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I think you definitely should do something like that. I think it fits, right?
Well, and I always tithe. That's one thing. I always tithe 10%. So sometimes it's a little sad seeing that go, but it's not mine anyways. Yeah, it's God's. Yeah, so
yeah. Just being a good steward of it.
Exactly. Yeah. I try to be, because if I'm not, then it's upsetting, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But I wasn't very good about that last year, but I even started off these past 3 months strong, and I think I sent it in like yesterday, actually.
Oh, good.
So I think that's also why it's fresh on my brain. Like, there it goes. It's just gone. But yeah, I think last year I literally probably ended up reinvesting almost all my money into my business. So like I started off this year fresh, 10 bucks, you know, like it was one heck of a year. I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed last year. It was just pretty laid back, constantly working. When I say laid back, constantly working, it was like more chill jobs, you know. Didn't have any like disaster jobs or anything, so
it's good. Good. Now I know you got a new website.
Yeah.
Or how new is it? It's
been up since I think January.
Okay.
Probably beginning this year. Yeah.
Yeah. Why a website and not just focus on social media?
So I get majority of my business from Facebook, actually, like Facebook groups. But I think just having different ways of being out there is good. And also it just kind of shows the professionalism as having a website.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. I actually didn't make the website. Yeah. I had somebody reach out to my mom, one of my old best friends when I used to live in Colorado. That's another place we lived. Reached out to my mom and was like, "Hey, I love what Jackson's doing. I want to build him a website for free." I was like, okay.
And your website's legit.
It looks really good. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm very happy with it. It's even got like before and after sliders. We looked at that last time and stuff. So like it's great. And I mean, that was such a great opportunity, and I'm so thankful for that. But just having him reach out, his name's Rick Mann, great guy. And he just, like I said, built it fully for me. I literally could not be any more like blessed with that. So I actually technically didn't build a website.
Yeah.
That just happened for me. He just asked, "All right, what do you want done on this section?" I was like, "It'd be cool if we could do this. If you can't do it, it's fine." Like, I didn't really have much of an expectation, considering the fact it was free. I should have, because holy crap, blew me out of like water. It was crazy.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, but I've actually gotten probably about 15 to 20 jobs from the website and just being on Google. Yeah. I was like, it was shocking, because people would just look up like auto detailing.
Yeah.
I'd be like, wouldn't be the first one to pop up, but because it takes a while. I think he said like it takes a year or two to like get the Google SEO, the search engine optimization together, but it's still like, I just get jobs from it. I'm like, what? How'd you find me? Oh, I just looked up detailing on Google. What?
Your it's crazy. Yeah, that's really cool. And it's cool that it sounds like he has knowledge of SEO and optimization.
Yeah.
So he probably built it to where because
he builds websites. That's kind of what he does for work. And I guess he just wanted to bless me. I mean, it's so appreciative. It was great.
Let's go.
Yeah.
No, that's good. When you hear the word Choose Guthrie, what does that mean to you?
I think just supporting local businesses is really important to me. I mean, I would consider myself a local business, so I kind of understand like being able to just go to places in Guthrie and support local. Like, you got the option of going out to Amazon or going to Guthrie. Go to Guthrie.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the biggest thing I think of. And also the community, like we've talked about, community is great. But also with Choose Guthrie, there's a lot of different, like, I mean, what's the word? I don't want to say coupons, but like there's a lot of different offers that they offer just by choosing Guthrie.
Yeah.
So
there's like a Choose Guthrie card. You can get it from the chamber.
Exactly.
Take that with you, because there's certain people, if you have that card, they give you discounts.
Exactly.
Like
yeah.
So, which is really cool.
It is important to support local. I think no matter where you are, even.
Yeah.
Just make sure that you take care of your community and they'll take care of you.
Yeah, I like that. That's a great way to say it. How can people find you? Give me your social and all that good stuff.
On Facebook, you can either find me at Jackson Chastain or Jax's Detailing. It's JX'S. On Instagram, there's no apostrophe. It's just Jax's Detailing. The website is www.jaxsdetailing.com. Everything's just around Jax's Detailing. So I think that's all the socials I have, really.
That's good.
Yeah, Instagram, Facebook, and website.
Cool. Jackson, thank you for spending time with me, man.
Yeah, of course.
Time starts flying by. I was like, man, I don't even know what time you need to leave.
Yeah. Oh, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, cool beans, man. Any last thoughts? You got anything you want to give a shout out to? Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Give a shout out. It's actually kind of funny. When I was first recording this, the first time I came through here, I was like, hey, I'm going to do a podcast. My friend was like, say my name.
Yeah.
So Alex Campos. There you go. I got him. Another great entrepreneur is Michael Grevy. He does his Perfection Yards. Love him. I think we actually talked about getting him on here at some point.
Yeah.
So you might be hearing more from him at some point. But yeah. I love Michael. He's great. He's my best friend.
Is he going to be the guy you're going to get the...
Barnuminium. That's actually, that was his dad's idea. Because we initially planned on a duplex and... You know, renting out one side. Anyways, long story short, Michael's a great guy.
That's good.
Yeah. And then shout out to my mom, Allison. She's been a great mom. Literally pushed me all the way through. Never let me catch a breath.
Yeah.
Blessed me with four younger siblings to take care of. Yay. No, just kidding. But yeah, she's been great. She's very pushy on, you know, being a good person in general. Yeah. And I've gotten a lot of kindness from her. So
good. All right. Well, thank you, Jackson, so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're on a mission to have every story told of those who are doing life in Guthrie, America, and who are from here. Will yours be next?